Now, so after anger and what is causing the anger, all right, so, you know, my dear sister, you've been fasting, praying. He must change, he must change, he must change, he must change. That's not how he changes. It's not with power. Do you understand what I'm saying? Relax, there's a way. He must change, I'm a true. Yeah, all right, I know that. And then you get angry. Why do you go to church? Why do you go to church? What do you going to do? I won't allow any demon in this house. I won't allow any, you know, it's loss of control. All right? I know the covenant I made with God. I know where I prayed. I know where, you know, loss of control. Words that starts pushing a person further. And many times we suffer things like that and people start getting angry. Then when the anger does, won't produce, because the Bible says the anger of man will not work the righteousness of God. When the manifestation of anger doesn't produce anything, then depression starts coming. So you enter the next phase where signs of being perplexed, depressed. And then a sense now, first of all, is K that wasn't listening to God. It's K that is not within God. Now the question is, God, where are you? You start doubting now the presence of God, like literally in everything. Questioning whether you heard God, questioning whether, let's assume somebody, you know, got in, got a job and then felt it was God and then they lost the job and then start questioning God, you know, you seem to have abandoned me. So you get in that phase where you start saying that God has forsaken me, you know, God has abandoned me, and you begin to question that inside your heart. You start looking at it that way. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah 49 here, and it says this in verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my God has forgotten, which means that you are still thinking and calling him my Lord, but a separation has now started inside your heart. He has forgotten about me. I have been abandoned by my Lord. He has forsaken me. And so you begin to pick that up and the separation starts. This is where people begin, all right, to have some detachment that might not yet be obvious on the outside, but they start having this detachment, all right, from God. Their concept, all right, of God there. Their theology starts questioning things. I mean, there's somebody in this church, and I knew him, and he had been in church, he was like 100 members. And he got this very powerful job, was being paid in dollars, you know, his family was moved abroad. And somebody called me in this church and said, look, he's going into some terrible doctrines, you know, these things you read of on the internet, where he said, you know, Jesus is not Christianity, he's the white man something, he's not the black man. You know, he started getting into all those doctrines. And when I looked at it and was going out of the way, I realized that something, I just didn't say anything, because I said, go and talk. I didn't not talk. You have to pray for this man. Because something happened to him and he lost that job. Everything was hinged upon, you know, his wife, children abroad, schooling abroad. So it was a collapse of that. And so when that happens, many a times you just leave people, but the wound there, something has happened on the inside, and they start questioning, is God there with me? So he said, my Lord has forsaken me. Verse 15 says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? He says, yea, they may forget, but I will not forget thee. Behold, I've engraven thee in the palms of my hands, and your words are continually before me. God says, the person comes out and says, God says, listen, let me answer you concerning this. this matter is not yet over. That can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion upon the son of her womb? Compassion is love in its active form, which means when a person has compassion, if a mother or a child is walking down the staircase and the child falls, something inside the mother moves with the child as the child is falling, all right, and moves there. That's compassion, which is, it's almost like saying love, not in a static form, but liquid form that moves, all right? Love in action and in motion there. And what God was saying was that, look, you are going to experience my compassion, all right, in this particular situation. This is where my compassion for you will be seen. Now, you've talked about how I love you. You've talked about agape. You know, you've talked about, you know, God loves me in theoretical forms. But he said, you will have that love flowing through your being. What do I mean by this? For example, if you're leaving church and you go out and you came by public transport, you got to the gate, somebody picked you up, and you got into a conversation, says, I will drop you at the bus stop. And then, you know, you go and come and say, hey, you don't have a car. I said, all right, just come to my house for lunch. And you get to the person's house, and then they give you keys to a brand new car. And they say, you can have this. On Monday, we'll put your name on it. As you enter the car and you are driving now, you know, you won't see clearly properly now. All right? Okay? You won't see clearly because, you know, you will feel different. Do you understand what I'm saying? Which means love has entered your veins. You will come out and say, for the first time, I know what brotherly love is. No, it's not just theory. This love thing is not just theory. I now know how it feels. God is saying, what I will bring about it will make you know love like that. Not that you are defining agape, it's something will enter into you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. When it happens, you say, for the first time, I know God loves me. They say, hey, so you didn't know before. They say, you don't understand. It's not just, look, you get what I'm saying. You feel me, all right? Which means that it starts coming out of a place. He says, this was going to come out. He goes in 21 and says this, then shalt thou say in thy heart, who hath begotten me this? Which means things will come out you weren't even expecting. Who hath begotten me this? Seen and lost my children. And desolate, captive, removing to and fro. Who had brought up these? He said, behold, I was left alone. From where did they come from? So you move into that place there, right? A lot of people start saying, God has abandoned. God says, I won't abandon. And when people begin to feel that detachment from God, then it manifests in their detachment with people. Resignation, isolation, withdrawal. Never take it for granted when somebody says, oh, we haven't seen you in church for the last 6 weeks. Oh, he just says, well, I just want to spend some time alone with God. Nah. There's a wound. Don't buy that. I say, we haven't seen you. You used to be very, very active and all of that. And say, no, I'm just keeping to myself. There's something. All right? Okay? I mean, someone that used to be in venue management, very active. Blah, 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 blah. And I was watching the person was moving down, last row. I haven't seen the person now 3 weeks. But I know the person. When I asked, no, nothing happened. I'm okay. But now, down, pew. All right, go and trace it. Wound. Something happened. Has nothing to do with doctrine. Has nothing to do with that. A wound on the inside. All right? So people begin to isolate. But what should we do to step into power? When you get into situations like this, first thing you need to practice is acceptance. What does acceptance mean? Many people feel that acceptance means that we have resigned. What we are saying is that once I practice acceptance, it means I'm saying I'm going to adjust my life now. So this particular situation, and therefore I will live and still be fulfilled, even though acceptance means this, that I've come to accept that this is the situation and this is what happened to me. I am no longer in denial. I am no longer angry. I lost the job. I have lost the job. I've accepted that I've lost the job, but in this acceptance, what I'm saying is this, and this is where the anger is. Everything that God planned and purposed for my life is still going to happen. Not only is it going to happen, it's going to happen through this thing that I thought was a detour, that I thought was an obstacle. Now I'm taking it and saying that I've accepted before you, God, that listen, I'm bringing this thing before you. I'm worshiping, I'm praising you for this thing. For it is through this thing now you are going to. And a lot of people, where does the problem come from? All right, maybe some young lady in school, you've discussed with your friends, you want to be like Gloria, all right, and Kenneth Copeland when you get married. This is where the problem is, all right? I will be Gloria, he will be Kenneth, we'll pray together, he'll profess over my life, he's my prophet, he's my priest, and he's my king. And then you got the man, and K was no prophet, prophesied nothing, was okay, all right? He said, we'll break bread every morning, me and my children, we'll raise them up, and suddenly everything scatters. The last person that told me, let me tell you this, in this church many years ago, maybe the third wedding we did in this church, he told me, he said, I'm marrying this woman. I said, why? All right, he said, she was in fellowship. She used to work in it. He said, listen, let me tell you this, because I want to be, I have that image of the Gloria and Kenneth Copeland. So she can fit into Gloria. I will be like Kenneth, both sharing the word of God together. God is my witness. The next time I saw them, I had a serious conversation with them. The woman ran into it, back up into my office. He said, well, I said, what happened? The guy ran from Yaba. What happened? This lady slapped him in Yaba. I couldn't believe what I was going on here. Gloria and Kenneth scattered. Are you following me? This was no Gloria and Kenneth. Are you following me? It was terrible and all kinds of things. The woman slapped, said, so what happened? He said, as I saw her eyes, I took off Yaba Market running, and she was coming. I said, and you know, for them to start talking, it had gotten that bad. So Gloria and Kenneth is over. There's only one Gloria and Kenneth. It's not you. You will take your own and accept where you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that what God has planned will come out in your own life and start giving him praise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people have not accepted the place, they've not accepted that, look, this thing has happened. Now, I'm going to take this thing. That's what happened to Paul. He said, for this thing, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart. God said, my grace is sufficient. He said, now I will take pleasure in these things. I will glory in my infirmities. I will accept, all right, that this is where I am. Glory in my infirmities. Take pleasure. He said, and the power of Christ began to rest upon me. So you start praising God. You practice acceptance. You worship him. Jacob, 6 days before he left his father's house, he had no idea it was going to be like that. His father was wealthy, rich in silver and gold, had a great lineage. Something happened, took the blessing based on the advice of his mother, ran out of the house. The brother was going to kill him, found himself sleeping on a stone. He was looking in regret. What is all this about? And then he now understood something. The heavens were opened. He saw the gates there. Angels, as I said, I didn't know that this place, all right, is the gate to heaven. Which means that you are in a situation, God says, I want you to start recognizing that and accept it. That this is the place where I am standing with you. Offer up praise and worship unto me. It is not going to happen the way you thought it will happen. But what I'm going to bring out is even beyond anything you have thought. Worship me over this. Are you following what I'm saying? So you start practicing acceptance and worshiping God. But if you are agitated, 33, any man that says, you won't, and he says, acquaint thyself with him and be at peace. So shall good come to thee. Are you following what I'm saying here? Go into it and practice acceptance. It's a powerful thing. We are not saying that you are practicing that you'll be without. You are saying that, listen, I don't understand this. It didn't follow any plan that I had. No faith message I've ever had. No how to understand the will of God fits into my life. But I'm saying God is here. You get what I'm saying here? And I've received and accepted that God is here. Do you understand it? Nobody will teach the way to the throne is to go to jail first and be accused of. You will lose yourself. If you don't practice acceptance, if they what they teach you, some people won't say that you made a mistake. Something's wrong with him. That's why he's in jail. Look at him. That's a problem. Look at Potiphar. Potiphar's wife. Look at him. If he was going to go by stereotype teaching, are you following what I'm saying? It will have boxed him. And he will have been there and not accepted that this is the gateway to the fulfillment of my vision. You know, I was chatting with a friend. I said, we have to be careful in the faith message. We got so stuck on principles, so hard on people. It so lacked compassion that God had to rate people like Bishop T. Jakes and Joyce Meyer to balance the message. That's what happened in the world. Those people came out and started speaking into the hearts and lives of people.
And people have been struggling, trying to confess right. You understand this? To the point where you can't even say, you know, somewhere, so stop, don't say that, stop. And they got so and bottled up emotions. Right? Oh, if you ever cry, you are no longer in faith. Don't cry. Don't. You must not cry. Rejoice. Do you understand that? And the person wants to say, oh, don't cry. Oh, Father, I rejoice. Are you going to hear? And people were immersed into that. They began to get hypocritical. So other people had to come out and say, well, we cried, but God blessed us. And you can't say this is not God. Are you following what I'm saying? People now started saying that. And people now say, okay, let's redefine. And people started getting internal healing within them. So practice acceptance, take it. That is the most powerful thing, right? Which means you pray, just take the thing to God. God, I thought my life will be like this. I had no plan on all these things that happened. And because they injured my own plan, I regret all these things. However, seeing that you want to comfort and bring, I take everything to you and I worship and I praise you that fulfill your ultimate will for my life through this. You know, somebody in this church wrote me, she said she was in a relationship, it broke up and she hurt for many years concerning the guy. She prayed, she did everything. She wrote me after her last message, said what you say is real. So one day I came to church, you taught about giving God thanks for these things. I went and tried it. She said it was magic. The pain disappeared. Said everything left my being. That's where you practice that God, I accept that he's gone and not coming back again. But that does not mean I'm not going to have a whole and complete marriage. Do you get what we're saying here? That is, I release it. And you do that. If you don't, then people can believe him. All right? I mean, I remember somebody got married and came and told his wife, said, we are still three inside this house. We are three. Me, you, and that your ex. I don't know. He's there. He is there. I can feel his presence inside this house. Told him. So you release and let you go and say, God, this is my life. This is how my life is. This is what you are going to use. This is the place you are going to use. All right? Joseph could have looked back. I should be in my father's house. Look, the vision of Joseph was I will be king in my father's house. He had no idea that he was our prime minister. But Jesus used what they did and produced that massive thing in his life. Then with that, you begin, all right, to do what Paul said. He said, through your weaknesses shall your strength be made perfect. I will glory in my infirmities. So you can now begin to get into effective prayer. Because you are not offering the prayer out of fear or discomfort, but you are offering the prayer now in with hope and in faith. Asking that God, I'm now praying, I'm not saying take it, it has happened. I'm saying let your strength be revealed through this. Let your name be glorified through this. Let your purpose for my life be lived through this. Bring out something. I've come to terms with it. It's not a question of who sinned, whether this man or his father. The issue is that God is going to be glorified. I'm not under any form of guilt. The issue is that God, you can take anything anybody did. All right? David did something completely wrong. All right? And he took it and Bathsheba and gave everything up to God and Solomon came out of it. If he can do that, you can bring anything out of this particular situation and I release everything to you. And that's what David did. When they came to meet him, he said, look, I've tried. I prayed, I fasted. He said, the child can't come back. He said, I will accept it. I can't die. I'm going to accept this. But in accepting this, right, he said, the purpose of God is going to come out of this particular place. And you are moving in a region that I think Bishop Odegaard said, he said, we have left the principles of faith to the mystery of faith. These are mysterious things. All right? These are things that defy our taught principle, which means you've entered into mysterious realms where you are inside the glories of worship. And that's where the Father produces everything. And as the Father produces those things, things are born out of your life. Then you get in a place of reorganization. Suddenly your life starts getting reorganized. The same way Joseph's life was reorganized. The same way Jacob reorganized. Then you get into reorganization. Things start happening and you are reorganizing everything around you. Right? Things are beginning and then you reorganize everything. A new shape now comes into your life. The old order is gone. Now the new order. The issue was that you understood that old order. You knew where every part will work. That has imploded now. Now God now reorganizes and you now have a picture now of how this new order will work. You are back on your beat. You are back into your game. All right? But now you understand that I will flow with the Spirit. But you are back into it now. You understand, all right, that God will produce things out of things. So reorganization begins to come in. And as things start getting reorganized, you start entering into the fulfillment of God's purpose. So what am I saying? Going through all these things, things you've wrestled, things you can't understand, things that made no meaning to you. But those things are still speaking in your life today. Get those things to God. And say, God, well, we're going to accept that all these things are there. We're going to accept they happened. Okay? I'm going to give you praise and worship. I'm going to practice this. Not rejection now, acceptance. I'm no longer saying it should not have happened. I'm saying, all right, it has happened. Your purpose will be fulfilled through this particular thing. Are you following what I'm saying here? We are not reversing because we can't go back into time that has gone. We are moving forward. But we are carrying everything and God unravels everything. So things happen. What I'm trying to tell you is that the fact that it doesn't fit your plan, the fact that you experience pain, carry the thing to God in worship and say, God, look, this thing has blown me away from everything that I know to be the right way. You are the only one that can make sense of this. Here is it. You know what? I will dare to praise you for this thing because you will use this thing to get me into where I ought to be. And as things begin to emerge from all of that, you'll be whole, all right? People will look at you, and people who have had predictions, estimations over your life, in their quiet places will say, I know there is God. You say, how do you know? I know. How do you know? I know. I know how he has moved in somebody's life. I know. If not, all right, for God. So things begin to emerge out of your life that are just powerful, mysterious, strange. And those things are coming from all those places. You know, one of the things that Kenneth Copeland puts out that he learned from Bishop Oyedepo, he would say this. He said, you can pray amiss, but when you start praising, you can't miss it. Bishop Oyedepo tweeted about 2 days ago. He said, let me tell you this. That's why I said, people, this day, he said, I've been in situations that were life-threatening. On several occasions, I've seen death and the end of the journey. He said, and when I get to those places, I enter into singing with dancing. He said, and powerful, miraculous things happen. There's nothing else you can do. Are you following what I'm saying here? Nothing else you can do than to enter into it with God and say, God, this is the valley of the shadow of death, and start praising him for all of that. And you just see the power of God work on it. I remember the first time we came in contact with this revelation, I shared with a friend in our church back then in Ibadan, and she told me something I'll never forget. She said, came to me and said, told me back then, he said, this thing works. I said, what do you do? She said, my mother told me to cook. I went to watch television. The food God bought underneath. And her mother is very particular about food. She said, I praise God for the burnt food. Said, my mother took it, put it. What did you do today? She told me, she said, that praising thing. She said, that praising thing for something you think is negative. Singing to God. Said, my mother ate. She said, what? She was in a daze. That even when you cook it perfectly, the thing, she would complain. Now, you think God burnt. She said, and she said, She said, this is only the Holy Ghost that did this. So I'm telling you, when you are in tight areas, are you following what I'm saying? Things Paul said that they say reproaches. Things people point to you and say, God is not your life. Why we should do that? Take those things in praise. Are you following what I'm saying here? Enter into the courts of God with thanksgiving. Praise Him. Leave those things there. Mysteries will come out from those things. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. By the power of your Spirit, I ask that you establish us in this truth, in all righteousness. You pour forth your Spirit upon us all and go and do your secret work within our hearts, our lives, and cause the Garden of Eden to be born within us and for your countenance to be seen in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.